Hey guys, Brian with Phone Arena here with a quick video review of the Pantech Pursuit 2 for AT&T. The Pursuit 2 is a nice little messaging phone. As you can see, it fits relatively comfortably in the hand. It's pretty small. We've got a 2 megapixel camera on the back, some speakers. We have 3 buttons down at the bottom. These are of course physical buttons, although we do have a touchscreen up top, which is nice. You got a couple little things you can customize on it, but for the most part, it is what it is. You can rearrange these apps here, add new pages if you wanted to, but it's just a basic phone for your young crowd, so nothing on the lines of an Android or an iPhone smartphone kind of realm. Like the original Pursuit, it does have a full QWERTY keyboard. However, instead of being side sliding, this time it slides up, much like we saw with some of the Samsung phones. The keypad's pretty good. It's nothing spectacular, but it's nice and spacious. You have good sized keys. The spacebar key here is a little bit small, but overall we can't complain too much. After all, this phone is probably going to be for those with much smaller fingers than ours. The build quality is actually quite nice. It feels nice in the hand, like we said. It is all plastic, but there's a little bit of heft to it. It still slides nicely in your pocket thanks to the rounded corners. Have a little micro USB slot over here, and then the back door comes off with a little bit of work. You have the 1000 milliamp battery, the SIM card, and the micro SD slot. We did put a micro SD card in it, however, it does not ship with one, so just keep that in mind as a budget phone. Also along the side, we have the camera and the lock keys, and then this side, we just have the volume rockers. There's no buttons up top or down below. Also, no headphone port, so just keep that in mind. This isn't really an MP3 player. Again, this is just a basic phone, so for what it is, it's got a good build quality. The operating system's a little bit slow, but on the whole, it's not too bad of a phone for the price.